Henry Bailey Brown has brought us beatboxes with us because it's in Chrome.
You know what? That's the coolest thing about this is you don't have to download anything to your computer.
Nice.
And it's free. And you can actually use it to make some sick beatsies.
But Henry, what is it?
It's your imagination.
Just kidding. No, it's actually a website, guys. So throughout Category 5, we've mentioned so many amazing online tools like Pexels, so like free images. You have GIMP, which is you can, of course, edit images. But now we're switching sensors from your eyes to your ears and your soul. So today, we're getting really deep, guys. It's called audiotool.com, and it is a free website with a free built-in audio mixing software. So if you ever used GarageBand, Mixcraft, other tools like that, it's like that, but it's literally all in the cloud, and it's all web-based, and it's free. So
and it's free.
Free.
Yeah, I know. You can ask for a refund, but you get nothing back because it's free, but you can still ask for a refund.
Might as well try.
You know. But yeah, so it's like, honestly, anyone could try for free. Again, it's online. It's audiotool.com. And if you're, for example, if you have an online TV show, if you have a podcast, if you want to just make some sweet introductions for music-wise, then this is your site, right?
This is it.
And yeah, if we switch
to... Want
to
take us to the tour? Can we see...
Yeah, for sure. So what you're seeing now is it. It's amazing. I can't really... Is there a way to, like, scroll, like, mousepad? Like, scroll in?
Oh, like, mousepad?
Or no, it's okay. I can use the top left here. I can use this guy. So pretty much...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. It's okay.
So you actually are navigating around.
That's the coolest part, that it's visual. Because a lot of programs nowadays, especially if you aren't a musician or anything else, if you're a guy like me who just wants to make some sick beatsies or whatever you want to call them.
You're the beatsies boy?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, I don't know. But no, like, it's all visual. So, like, as you can see here on the wonderful screen that's taking over my face.
I'm kind of, as he's speaking, I'm setting up shots here so that you guys can see this. So bear with me here.
It's probably all going to be edited. Post anyways. So.
All right, so take us for the tour here.
Yeah, for sure. So this is kind of a basic setup that we have here. So if you have any audio experience at all, or if you've seen any movies about it, let's just make a really fast project here. I'm just going to say, they can hear it, right? It's plugged in audio-wise?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so if I press play right now.
I don't know if they can hear you. Can you guys hear him talk at the same time?
Probably not. So, while waiting for them to get back, hopefully they can hear.
I'll just turn down the volume.
Yeah. I can even just turn it down on the sliders.
So we'll just... Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I just turned it down right here, so...
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, so pretty much, these are, like, really simple things you can do. And this is just, like, a really simple project that I made literally in, like, 2 or 3 minutes. And I'm just going to create a new file right now just to show how easy the site is, because again, it's all visual based
and you're just doing this in Chrome.
Yeah, this is all in Chrome. Like, this is literally just a web browser. So I'm just going to start an empty project. All right, and this is what you get. So this represents your out, so this is like your final product, and this is your audio board. It looks really complicated.
So
it might look complicated. Don't worry, pretty much all you need to know is that each volume mixer, so like each slide here, is a different track. So it's just like GarageBand and Mixcraft and all those guys. You have loops, which may or may not load. There you go. So, and these are free. Wow. So if you got random loops that you can use, right? And again, these are all, most of them are Creative Commons, so you can use them for whatever you're doing. So let's say if I find a loop that I really like, simple click and drag into my workspace, boom, and
just
it's
like
there.
That?
It's there, and it's automatically connected. And again, since it's visual-based, you literally see a wire come from our little audio file that's represented as this little block, and it goes into the first audio mix right here. So if I press play, you can see it right here. And I can edit the levels, I can make it louder, not as loud. So it's like that, and you can import your own sounds, so like if you're a drummer and you do your own things like that, you can do that as well. And you, if you have a mic, you can add your own voice.
You add singing and stuff?
You can add your own music. You can add your beautiful angel-like voice.
My hip-hop sick rhymes.
Your rhymes! times.
Nice. So, okay. So how long would it take to put a beat together?
Like, I can do one right now.
Can you do one right now?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to show them something really cool.
All right. We want to see this.
And it's really interesting,
so,
because...
Just to take you there, this is audiotool.com. Which, surprisingly enough, was actually my DJ nickname.
Wow. Hello, audiotool.com. Maybe it's your site. Okay, really quickly, because there's a lot to show here and we don't have that much time. On the right here, so, like, again, these are, like, a lot of loops. And there's a lot of user-made loops, too. So you can upload your own if you want. Is that here we have, like, different things called drums, synths, tools, and effects. All right? So I just want to touch on, like, the tools and effects today. So something here called Tone Matrix, I put it into my work area, boom. Again, you see it automatically goes to the second track right here, but this isn't a loop. This is your own tool. So pretend if you have a beat in your head like na-na-na-na-na-na-na or something like that. Sure. Let's draw a pretty pattern here and you'll see what I mean. So if I go like this.
Oh, it's like a piano roll.
And if I press play.
No way!
I'm just going to solo that.
It was
that
easy?
Can you just write my name?
You can make a smiley face and hear what like a smiley face looks like.
What does my name sound like? Okay.
And then you add this other guy back. One sec.
Yo, his name's Robbie. What? That's a showtime. What?
And that's the amazing part about these tools, is that they're free, yes, but they're powerful. And that's so great to see on the internet nowadays. And one other thing I will show you before we do anything else is that we have a little panel here called effects. So again, if you've ever used like a program before like Mixcraft or GarageBand, you have like effects that reverb, for example. Mm-hmm. So if I click and drag this into my workspace, it's here as well. But I'm not sure if there's any musicians in our audience, but if you ever see like those foot pedals that like guitarists have or something, they kind of look like this. But see how it says out right here? I'm going to have to zoom in to show you. It says out on our little audio matrix here.
Okay, yeah.
If I click and drag this.
You can rewire things?
Yeah, again, it's all visual. So if I take the out from this guy and put it into the reverb, so it goes from here to the reverb. And from the reverb back into my audio panel, and I play again. It's kind of hard to notice because this one already has reverb a little bit, but I can now control a reverb effect.
You definitely hear that if you had a vocal track or something like that.
Yeah, and again, there's so many effects, there's so many tools, and I'm going to show one more tool off, and then we can just let them play around with this. And to show just how powerful this tool is, let's get out our... wonderful giant machine of amazingness right here. It'll take a second to load. There you go. Now, again, since this is a free website, there's a lot of users on it. All right.
Is that a TS-404? What is that?
I'll show you.
A pad of some sort.
If you right click, you can say load preset.
Yeah.
And again, there's some made by audio.com, etc.
Yeah.
But let's say ambient kick or no, instant dubstep. Let's get Robbie dancing here.
Oh, sweet.
Let's apply. And it's loaded in a few tracks already.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
So now...
that's a drum roll.
Yeah, and it's just like before, but if I press play now...
a little bit of trip-hop.
Yeah, and you can just add them by yourself. And you can see it go along. Again, I'm not sure how many, like, people are out there, but you can change it so then, like, goes by fourths, go by sixteenths.
Like I say, now... they're all music people.
That's right.
You guys are...
it's easy.
It's accessibility, and that's a cool thing about the internet, is that, again, free tools like this, accessible to everyone, and if you're a YouTuber, if you like making just music for fun, if you do it professionally, just want, like, a new tool to play around with...
sure.
Or it's kids. Great.
Like, my son is 9 years old. And
exactly.
He does stop motion stick bots and things like that.
This can
and
be something he can
said
use.
To us, I wish I could add my own music.
He can.
And he can now.
Now he can.
And that's the cool thing is that since it's all visual-based, a lot of programs nowadays, like the high-end ones, again, like GarageBand and stuff.
Yeah.
GarageBand isn't, I guess, high-level, but it's a good intro level.
Right.
Is that there's a lot of buttons and it can get confusing,
like something
and there's
like
a lot of settings.
FL Studio, for example.
Yeah.
Really pro software.
Exactly.
But you have to be good with computers, good with music.
Exactly.
And you're going to be able to set it up. This looks...
exactly.
drag and drop simple.
Exactly. And that's the cool thing is that it's very visual based. You saw things that you can actually connect wires, you connect things to effects. So it's a great teaching tool. But again, you saw how powerful this can be. And we've only been playing around with it for 5 to 10 minutes. So you can make an introduction to a podcast. You can just play around for fun, right?
You can get really lost in it and just discover. Yeah.
And on the main page of this website, there are plenty of examples. If you just go there right now, people make entire songs. Like you just saw me make like a 10-second loop. You can make entire songs and add your own voice. Or if you want to be superstar, make your mix track.
So you mentioned that a lot of this stuff is Creative Commons. Can you export to like an MP3 file?
Yes, you can.
File?
And before we go, I want to show how to do that, because if you save draft, I clicked file, save draft there. The important thing to note is that you give it a title, so Henry's Cool Track, whatever. You can upload cover art. So again, if you make something in GIMP, there you go. You can upload it there. Tags for internet, etc. On the very bottom here, it says license. If you click on license, there's three options.
You can set your own license?
There's three, and this is important, because the first two are Creative Commons, all right? So share alike, 3.0, and non-commercial, pretty much attribution, all right? So what these two options do is say that it actually puts them on a website so people can use your loops that you make in their own loops. So it's a huge community right now, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But with that being said, if you don't want, like, if you're doing your own album or something, you can say all rights reserved, and you know it won't share it for you, right? So
nice.
If you want to keep it private, you can do that. So you can just say copyrighted so-and-so, all right? So that's a cool thing. Again, you can control your own license. And it's really cool because, again, anyone can use the site. And I think we're seeing more and more of these kind of programs pop up. Mm-hmm. And
it is it's Flash based, so you do need to have Adobe Flash.
Very true. It
That's
is Flash
the one
based.
Caveat, so.
So if you are running Linux or something and you don't have Flash installed, so again, we have to reboot. We had to reboot the computer to open up Windows.
Which is fine. You can run it in Linux, of course, through your browser, but you'd have to have Flash, and I don't have Flash installed on my Linux system. So how do you export as a file that I can listen to or take into my sequence? Like, say I wanted to take it into a multi-track editor or something and add some vocals separate from the website.
Exactly. So it's actually really simple. You just go to File. So on top, you click File, you save your draft. I'm going to call it Henry's Sick Beats or something amazing like that. Henry's Beat. So Henry's Beat, I'll take an awesome mix because it's like...
He's a beat farmer. That's going to be your band name.
Notes. Yeah, totally. And
beat farmer.
Today I'm feeling like you can use my music, but you can't use it commercially. And I'll click Save. So it's just going to take a second. It's like, made a draft. So now it's saved in the cloud.
Yep.
So if I wanted to like publish, I just click this button that has now appeared, publish, boop, and the sound of silence. So pretty much it's saying, I haven't made a whole song yet. There's still gaps in there.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's just like, okay, we're all right. So it just asks you some final questions. So do you want to let others use this mix to remix?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, sure. So it's like, I say publish. And then it takes a few minutes to render, and then at the end of that process, you could say, you know what, download. So you can save it, and other people on the net, you can say, do you want them to download it? Yeah. Right.
You know what's cool about this?
Sorry,
go ahead.
So Beyonce can use it, like anybody
Beyonce does use it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes her own sick beats.
But Henry could make beats that Beyonce could use in her next video.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
Wouldn't that be neat?
I say this again and again, it's accessibility, right?
Yeah.
So... it might take a few minutes for it to go server side, so I'm just going to close that. But again, there's like they have like all these singles that are on the website Creative Commons.
Yeah. So here's my thought, just as a final kind of thought from my perspective.
Yeah.
When I'm producing music on a computer, I have certain resource requirements. If I
want
to be doing these kinds of mixes, I'm going to need a pretty killer computer.
Yeah.
Now, and I got to meet all those requirements. I've got to have inputs on the computer, all that kind of crazy stuff to make music.
Mm-hmm.
This takes away that requirement because it's all cloud-based.
Exactly.
So now I could be probably doing this from a little netbook or something if it's
going to... Yeah.
because it's in your browser.
Yeah, we're doing it on this machine. All the work is being done
on a server.
And that's a really interesting part about it, is that, again, I'll say it again, is accessibility. It takes that entire idea of having to need this honking machine.
Yeah.
So then anyone can do it now.
My studio is my laptop.
So the next notes are...
sipping a mocha.
There you go.
Perfect.
You go. So maybe we've inspired the next, like, Beethoven or someone today.
Dubstep Beethoven. Nice. That would be an awesome mix. Well, there you have it. It's audiotool.com. Thanks, Henry.
Thank you.